Someone asked me recently about brushing your teeth on Shabbos. There's a lot out there on this topic, a lot of shirim, a lot of things written up. I'm going to just give a basic summary. There are a lot of issues to speak of, but I'm going to, again, go through Rashi Prakim. So there are a number of issues that come up just to get off the bat. Causing the gums to bleed would be a violation of shochet, and using the toothpaste would possibly be a problem of mimareach, and spreading and smoothing out a paste, and possibly molidosa as you create the foam, and the use of the toothbrush, a wet toothbrush, would be perhaps a violation of schita. Those are the basic issues that come about. There are other things that are affected as well, as I mentioned along the way, but those are the three, four basic issues right off the bat. So let's go one by one. With respect to causing the gum to bleed, so in general, when a person causes themselves to bleed, scratching, pulling a scab off, getting shots, drawing blood, that's a violation. It's a tolda of shochet. One of the melachas of Shabbos, shochet is to shech something, which causes it to die, but also causes blood to come out. So if someone typically bleeds from brushing their teeth, then brushing would be a problem of shochet. And if they could brush in a soft way, whereby no bleeding would be caused, so then that would not be a problem. You could avoid that issue. Same thing holds true with the person using a toothpick. They're using a toothpick. It's not a davar muktzeh. It's set aside for cleaning the teeth. But if a person typically causes himself to bleed by cleaning his teeth or gums with a toothpick shouldn't be used either. But if a person is not going to cause any bleeding from using a toothpick or using a toothbrush, so then there is no problem of shochet. So that's number one issue. Number two issue is using toothpaste. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Siman, Kuf, Yudal. He discusses a woman using lipstick. He says that women using lipstick is a problem twofold. One is it's a mimareach problem. It's spreading it out, spreading the lipstick onto the skin, onto the lips. It's also a problem of tovea, of coloring. So he says if you have loose lipstick, so that's still a problem, even though it may not be mimareach. Mimareach is only when you have a cream or a paste. If it's loose or liquid, it's no longer a problem of mimareach, but it's still the problem of tovea. It's a problem of coloring. So when it comes to toothpaste, obviously there's no issue of coloring here. So it's only one problem of being mimareach, of spreading the toothpaste onto the teeth. Now, Rav Avadia argues, Rav Avadia in Shuvas Yabia Omer says that he toothpaste is permitted. Toothpaste on the teeth is not a problem of smoothing. It's not a problem of mimarech. You're allowed to use it. Very, very important for the Sfardim. What's this based on? So there's a Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Tes Zayin Sifkat and Chavdalad. He says one's allowed to smooth saliva into the ground. So something that gets completely absorbed, something that's not there permanently, is not a violation of smoothing. So Rav Avadia says, since the toothpaste only remains on the teeth for a very short period of time, afterwards you wash it out, it's very similar to the saliva that does not remain above ground, and it's permitted. Now, I don't fully get this proof from Rav Avadia. It seems that the idea is toothpaste, you want it to be on the surface of the teeth, you just remove it right away. But you want it to be there on the surface of the teeth for that few moments. As opposed to saliva, you don't want it to be on the ground at all. You're trying to get rid of it. You're trying to absorb it. So it's not a comparison at all. Afterwards, I saw that the Tshuva Tzitz Eliezer makes this same point of you cannot compare the saliva, use that as a proof that toothpaste on the teeth is not mimareach. It is mimareach. You want it there on the teeth. You just remove it right away. But it's still a problem of mimareach. Rav Avadia does bring a second proof. It's based on the Ramah. The Ramah writes, a person is not allowed to use a bar of soap. Now, what's the problem of a bar of soap? Rav Ma writes, it's a problem of being molded. You're creating bubbles. You're creating a solid into a liquid. How come the Ramah doesn't say there's another problem of rubbing the soap onto the skin? It's mimareach. So we see from here, since the Rav Avadia says, since you put the soap on the body just for a short period of time and then you wash it off, mimareach is not a problem. Mimareach is only if you want the solid, or the cream, to remain there for a longer period of time. And the Ramah is not concerned with that. Now, I don't get this proof either, because the issue of mimareach is spreading a cream onto the surface. Now, the surface is there, the cream rubbed onto your body. But soap is something that's liquid. It doesn't stay in your body at all. It just creates bubbles. You're not putting soap. If you were to take a dry shower and you take soap and you rub it in your skin, so then that would be a problem in the reach, because you're going to see the cream, if you will, of the soap in your body. But when you're using a wet bar of soap, rubbing the body, nothing stays on the skin, nothing there at all to speak of. It just bubbles and liquid. There's nothing in the reach, so I don't get the proof. But that being said, Rav Avadia does permit one using a toothpaste on to the teeth, it's not a problem in the Reich. Again, very important for the Svardim, but again, Rav Moshe thinks it is a problem, so one should not use toothpaste. Throughout there, the Soloveitchik felt it is not a problem either of Mareach. He thought it would be permitted to be using toothpaste. It's not a problem in Mareach. What about molid? Is there a problem of molid? So Minchas Yitzchak writes that it is a problem of molid. You're changing from the paste into a foam. You cannot do that on Shabbos. It's an Isser brought down by the Ramah. But the Rav Avadya agrees it's molid, but for the Svardim, and the Svardim are not machmir molid. Ramah is machmir on molid, but not the Svardim. So he says that Ashkenazim should not use toothpaste because even though it's not a problem of mimarech, it is a problem of molid. But Rav Avadya says for the Svardim who don't hold a molid, one is allowed to use toothpaste on Shabbos. He already addressed it's not a problem of mimarech, and it's also not a problem of molid. Rav Shechter, however, felt that it is not a problem of molid. So you have Rav Soloveitchik for the Ashkenazim who hold that it's not a problem of mimarech. Moshe writes it's not a problem of molid either. Molid only when it goes from a solid to a liquid like the case, or a liquid to a solid like the cases of breaking up ice into liquid, like Rashi talks about Schita and the Rambam and other discussions there. Again, a much bigger topic, only solid to liquid, but it goes from a paste to a foam, that's not considered molid. And my brother-in-law who wrote a sefer recently in Shabbos, I spoke to him about this inyan molid. He did bring a couple of rayas that we find that even going from a paste to foam is considered molid, but I don't remember it offhand to address it right now. But again, the Svardim have no problem with molid. You could still use toothpaste, but those who follow the Minchas Chizuk and Rav Moshe would seemingly say it's a problem to use toothpaste, both because of mimareach and because of molid. Now, what about using a toothbrush? So using a toothbrush, Moshe writes that best not to use a wet toothbrush. There is a possibility, he's not convinced, but there's a possibility it might be schita. What's the issue of schita? So the Gemara says when it comes to sayer, when it comes to hair, there is no problem of squeezing out hair from water from the hair. But midirabanan were makbid not to squeeze out hair, or rather squeeze out water from hair. The question is, can you compare the bristles of a toothbrush to that of hair? Does it really have the water lodged in between like hair does? Hair is much closer together. The water really sticks in there. I'm not sure if that's the case by toothbrushes, but Rav Moshe thinks one should be machmir and be problem of schita. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Mincha Shlomo that he felt otherwise, that there is no problem of the water that's lodged in the toothbrush. It is not a problem of schita. And he addresses this in a letter he wrote to Sri Deish. Sri Deish and him were going back and forth whether there's a problem or not. Sri Deish gives in a few different explanations. Rav Shlomo Zalman argues on all them. He agrees to one suggestion that he thinks that it's not a problem of schita because the Gemara and Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin Mabei says you're allowed to use towels even though it might lead to some type of squeezing. But he said if you don't allow the person to use a towel, so the person's not going to wash. Well, a person really needs to wash on Shabbos. If he gets dirty, he's going to be very, very uncomfortable. So since we want a person to wash when he's uncomfortable, wash his hands or whatever gets dirty, and we want him to be able to dry afterwards, so they weren't gozer in the case of using a towel in that circumstance. So too, he says, when it comes to the tooth brushing, person is very uncomfortable not being able to brush your teeth in the morning, so therefore this was not bichlal, the gezerah. However, that being said, Rav Shlomo Zalman does acknowledge in Mincha Shlomo the custom is to be machmir and not use a wet toothbrush. He says it's one of those things that it's really mutter, but people are knowing le to be machmir. The question is he's saying people shouldn't be machmir, or that's already been the practice, the chein amadavar, that's what the practice is. So it seems like he acknowledges the practice is to be machmir, and along with that, Rav Moshe himself thinks one should be machmir and not use a wet toothbrush either. Now, Rav Avadya didn't see address this point, whether Sfardim could use a wet toothbrush, but we said above they are allowed to use use toothpaste. Now, Rav Avadya raised another concern of it being uvda d'chol, about doing a weekday activity on Shabbos. Now, uvda d'chol is a very, very hard concept to fully tackle and appreciate, but Rav Avadya thinks it is a problem of uvda d'chol. He suggests using a different type of toothbrush, not a special Shabbos toothbrush, but not like one of those rubber ones that they sell to be used for Shabbos, but just it sounds like a maybe more chashev one, maybe a different color, something different, just to indicate that this is a special Shabbos inyan. It's not uvda d'chol. Just like we have special Shabbos clothing and Shabbos shirts and Shabbos pants, and some go so far to have special Shabbos belts and Shabbos socks. So too, you should have a special Shabbos toothbrush as well. Rav Shechter felt this was not the case. Uvda d'chol is based on different things, a whole different concept, and he thinks that it's not a problem of uvda dechol. One last issue is when you're done with those who permit you to use a toothbrush on Shabbos. Again, Rav Moshe doesn't allow you to, but if you hold like Rav Shechter and Rav Soloveitchik, and perhaps Rav Shlomo Zalman, who allow one to brush your teeth, are you allowed to wash it after you've been done, or is that considered a chana? Are you preparing for later that evening when you brush your teeth when Shabbos is over before you go to sleep? Rav Avadia says one is not allowed to wash it after they are done. That's the Sfardim Psak. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Shechter both felt that one is allowed to clean the brush afterwards. That's not considered a chana. If you do whatever normal, if you, Mishabura talks about setting, making your bed on Shabbos because you don't want it to be dirty on Shabbos, you don't want to have a toothbrush lying around there all dirty on Shabbos, you're just doing it as part of your normal routine. It's not really preparing, you're really trying to make it clean right now. So therefore they think one would be allowed to wash it after using it and would not be a violation of Hachana.